Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. It's raining. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. 6:08 to be exact. But I have a little bit of good news here for you. The movie reviews. Oh, my God. Hooman's going to be on tomorrow.
What?
I know. What? This Look at the Trash is brought to you by Movie Reviews. The movie, or I should say, Movies Reviews. Don't miss the Movies Reviews tomorrow at 9 o'clock with Hooman. He is reviewing Raya.
Mm-hmm.
And The Last Dragon and Coming to America. So
oh,
I, know
I already saw both of those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw Raya, right?
And there's both. A new Benedict Cumberbatch one. I forget the name of the.
Oh,
he's
the
trying
three
to get the screener
movies?
For that. Yeah, oh. I know he's trying to.
Jesus.
Action packed.
Isn't he in SAG? Isn't he getting all these movies I'm getting sent right now? I would love for him to review some of those. I have them right here. Anyway, Hooman, he's going to be on the show tomorrow, 9 o'clock. And we'll get to hear his thoughts on those. You know, the one I'm really thinking about is. It's the Raya one. Like, I kind of like to see that. I just don't know if I want to, for me personally, to splash out $30 when I know I'm the only one that's going to watch it, even though everyone says it's
why,
for kids.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you want to enjoy a show.
I like
you don't
free
like
shows.
Watching shows alone. All right.
Well, I don't like watching shows alone. And for $30, I want to pay for something to watch by myself.
And wait till you hear his review. You might not want to watch it.
Oh. What is he? Well, don't tell me anything.
You know.
Don't
you
spoil it for me. I do.
I liked it.
Yeah. A lot of I'm seeing really good things about it. That it's great for not just for kids, but for the whole family. And really, didn't you say it made you cry
well,
too?
I don't know about that. I know that, you know, Soul came out and feels like an adult movie.
Yes.
This doesn't feel like an adult movie.
Oh. It's an adventure for kids.
Yeah, I think it's more for kids. Yeah, I mean, Soul, I was like, how is this for kids? This isn't for kids.
Cameron loves
it. It's
going
to way over their heads.
Yeah, it's
what's
over
nice,
their heads,
that's what I like about some of these, you know, Pixar does it really better than anyone. They find ways to make that interesting for an adult while still keeping a kid engaged. Mm-hmm. Like the, you know, it's beautiful and the music is cool, but it is kind of a weird thing. I was like, wow, this could have been made with, this didn't need animation to be a good story. All right. The burning question is, who is the racist in the royal family? All right. This Oprah interview with Prince
All
Harry.
Of them, Bob. Was that the answer?
You know, that is probably the sweeping generalization that would be, that fits. But there were some specific things that were said, or it was claimed that these things were said to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry in the Oprah interview. They revealed that there was a person or persons within the royal organization, the firm, who actually worried aloud to them how dark the child would be. Harry and Meghan declined to name any names, but they want you to know who it wasn't. Guess who they have absolved, which is really, you know, they didn't
I'm gonna
say...
I'm going to guess they absolved the Queen.
And?
And Prince Charles.
No, they didn't absolve him. But Prince Philip, her husband, who's like 99 years old, and I want to say he might even be in the hospital right now. So Prince Philip... the royal consort, and Queen Elizabeth, he says, it wasn't them. They didn't need to. All they had to do was look down their nose, and the firm knew what they were thinking. The firm.
Yeah, you know, that I talked to Christina about this for a minute yesterday. We had other things to talk about for sure, but and she said they explained there's a separation of the, you know, the queen and then this business of doing things. And I was like, well, yeah, you've got your bulldogs to do your dirty work.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean there's a separation. That just means her hands are clean.
She tells them what her concerns are and they take care of that.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. Again, I don't follow this stuff. And frankly, I spoke on something about Prince Charles yesterday that I had thought, a passing thought. And someone wrote in and said, you're crazy. He's a jerk. He's this. And I went, you know what? He might be. I don't know him.
Yeah,
I just thought it was neat that he supported his kid.
He stood up by the child that he doesn't care if it's his kid or not. That's his kid. And I'm sure it's hurtful to him to hear speculation about it. Whatever. Oprah, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. This thing was huge, by the way.
Oprah.
They're not the racist, though, right?
What's that?
Oprah, Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry are officially not the racist.
They are not the racist.
It's those other guys, right?
There's some other people. So the one thing they want you to know, on CBS This Morning yesterday, Oprah said that after the interview aired, Harry said it was not Queen Elizabeth and it was not her husband, Prince Philip. Although, isn't really everything royal them? The royal we. Meanwhile, Us Weekly spoke to a body language expert. Because, look, we got to pick this thing apart, Vin. This is important.
Duh.
You know what? It actually is important. If it got Christina downstairs and in front of the TV at airtime, the way she pulled her blanket on and went, I'm watching this, bye. I was like, I've never even heard you mention them once. I don't get it.
People are into it,
and so yeah, it's a big deal.
I believe the royal family has made it just a gigantic mistake with this whole thing. Like Harry is awesome, and Meghan Markle is cool, and they're, you know, them leaving and saying this stuff is very damaging. In fact, one of the questions Oprah asked Harry was, "If you'd felt supported, would you have left?" And he said, "No, I would have never left. That's my family. I would have never left." More family.
One thing we're seeing right now that's interesting everywhere is traditions are being thrown out. Mm. And they better be careful. The whole thing might get thrown out if they don't start to get with the times. Who's changing? The Catholic Church of all places. Like,
well, that has if they can see for a while.
Well, no doubt, and I'm not trying to speak on either side of it. I'm just saying, like, you better check the wind.
Yeah, it's called progress.
Change is coming.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's called evolution. Who wants to be stuck in the 15th century? Come on. Anyway, Us Weekly spoke to a body language expert who picked up several verbal and nonverbal hints that Meghan was holding back when she talked about the Queen. Of course she was. I'm sure she wanted to rant and rave. I'm sure she has. She really had nothing bad to say about her. The expert said her words came out stilted, almost as if she had rehearsed saying something nice about the Queen. She added, when asked Meghan about her first meeting with the Queen, you could see Meghan's energy shifted immediately. This is this body language expert. Another body language expert says Harry's behavior indicated that he has love for the Queen and Prince William, but he showed anger and resentment toward his father, Prince Charles. I'm sure Prince Charles is the one who was just like, what are you doing? You can't marry a black girl. Like, I am sure that he was very directly told these things, like that they just, you know, this just kind of presumed racism. It's just, I bet you things got so
ugly. Well, that's different,
though.
Presumed racism is different than blatant.
No, I'm saying presumed that Harry would understand because he's such a racist. Like, how could you do that? We're all racist. I presume that you are also a racist. I'm saying, I bet you there's, if we could be flies on the wall, we'd freaking die and just fall to the floor. Like, I can't believe they just said that. I'm dead. Us dead flies.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
ratings?
The Brits did, I should say, America was built by people from, you know.
Mm-hmm. Surprise.
So,
not surprisingly, the ratings are absolutely spectacular. About 17.1. Oprah doing a special, though. You know, it wasn't like this is something that happens every week and we knew all about it. I mean, certainly it was promoted, but it's more than the Golden Globes and the Emmys combined. Uh-oh. About 17.1 million viewers tuned in. In a bonus clip that didn't air Sunday night, because they couldn't fit it all in, Vin. It was just too much, too good. Megan talked about her dad betraying her and going to the media. And we're going to put this whole clip up on Facebook, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But the thing you pulled is about her sister, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Samantha Markle, your half-sister on your father's side, has written a supposedly tell-all book about you. What is your relationship with her?
I think it'd be very hard to tell all when you don't know me. This is a very different situation than my dad, right? When you talk about betrayal, betrayal comes from someone that you have a relationship with, right? I don't feel comfortable talking about people that I really don't know. But I grew up as an only child, which everyone who grew up around me knows. And I wished I had siblings. I would have loved to have had siblings. That's why I'm so excited to be pregnant, that Archie has someone. It was really interesting the last time I saw her must have been at least 18, 19 years ago. And before that, 10 years before that.
So you all weren't close? You didn't grow up together?
No.
She doesn't really know you?
No, she changed her last name back to Markle she was in her early 50s at that time, only when I started dating Harry.
Hmm.
So I think that says enough.
It's true. That does say enough. So she's 20 years older than Megan. How old is Megan's late 30s, I thought. Yeah?
I think so.
And now she's in her 50s and... I mean, the sister is in her 50s, so...
39, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be fun, huh? Something goes on with you, you get famous, and all your relatives come creeping out of their wormholes, and, hey, what's going on here? How can I update this wormhole I've got?
Her sister's 56.
56 right now?
Samantha.
Yeah. Yeah, so she was a 17-year-old when this kid was even born. This kid being Meghan Markle. This, I thought, was, this is funny. 3 years ago or more, when they were getting ready to get married, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, John Oliver, who's an English guy and a long time, he was a guy who was on The Daily Show. He's got his own show now on HBO, which is great. Last week, tonight with John Oliver. He was a guest on Colbert's late night show on CBS. And Colbert asked him about the royal wedding.
Well, speaking of royal wedding, I mean, you're English. You must be really excited about the royal wedding.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I don't. Really?
You gotta be.
Really?
Look, he's a Brit. He's marrying an American girl. You're British. You married an American woman. You got any tips for him?
I would not blame her if she pulled out of this at the last minute. I don't think you need to have just seen the pilot episode of The Crown to get a basic sense of she might be marrying into a family that could cause her some emotional complications.
But this generation seems like nice people, right? They're all nice now, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're an emotionally stunted group of fundamentally flawed people doing a very silly pseudo job. That's what she's marrying into. So I hope she likes it. It's going to be weird for her. I would not marry into the royal family. I'm a commoner. I would not be welcome, especially after what I've just said.
Wow. He basically predicted exactly what was going to happen to her. Gently, even. I mean, because it seems like it was far worse. Anyway, there's that. And then, let me close that. One more thing about the whole Meghan Markle, Prince Harry thing. Like I was saying, the worms poke their heads out of their little wormholes and go, hey, what's in here? Her dad is set to speak out today.
Oh.
So, yay. Thomas Markle, he was accused of betrayal by Meghan and her sit-down with Oprah, is scheduled to appear on Good Morning Britain. That's Piers Morgan's show over there in England.
What did he do exactly?
He sold her out. I think he gave a bunch of info to the tabloids and maybe some photos and, basically tried to get some publicity for himself as he was. And then I think He had a heart attack like right before the wedding, so he may or may not have been invited or disinvited, but instead he was in the hospital anyway. So I don't know. It was a few years ago, so I can't remember exactly what her beef was, but
He sold it all to the media and then lied about it to her, saying that I did not do that.
I wasn't the one behind it.
And when you say sold out, you mean he cashed in.
Like he cashed in. Yeah, he made money off of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Hold on.
Well, that's a betrayal. I agree with her that you expect your family. They may not approve, but you don't expect them to sell you out. That's pathetic.
And she also mentions that her mom stayed quiet the entire time, that they were trying to hunt all of her family members down to, you know, get some the inside scoop on her.
Yeah.
And the mom would refuse, but the
father
did.
She and her mom are pretty close.
I think so.
Her mom had like an unusual name. I can't think of it right now. But basically, she said her dad admitted to staging paparazzi photos ahead of her 2018 royal wedding and then leaked a personal letter from his daughter and then flat out lied about a story he was behind before her wedding. They called him and asked him, and he said, no, absolutely not.
Doria Ragland.
What is it?
Doria Ragland.
Doria. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Doria.
Doria. All right, so there's all the stuff about Meghan Markle. This happens enough, really. Amanda Gorman, did you see the story? It's been hanging around for a few days now. She was racially profiled and has kind of come back.
This is the poet?
Yeah, inaugural poet. She was the girl, the young woman, 21 or so, and she got up there and just floored us all at the inauguration with her incredible poem that she read. They call it a star-making appearance at the inauguration and, of course, at the Super Bowl not long after. So pretty much everyone knows who Amanda Gorman is, except for the people who are security guards near her home. She was going home. She's walking home. And a security guard tailed her and then said, do you live here? Because you look suspicious. I guess because she's black. She says, I showed my keys, buzzed myself into my building. He left, no apology. This is the reality of black girls. One day you're called an icon, the next a threat. In a sense, he was right. I am a threat to injustice, to inequality, to ignorance. Anyone who speaks the truth and walks with hope is an obvious and fatal danger to the powers that be. Which, of course, she said something eloquent and beautiful. And later she thanked her fans. She got an outpouring of support, and she said, there's always far more good in this world than bad. Amanda Gorman. I know. It's great. Daniel Craig has said that this is his last Bond movie. Have you seen?
The one we still haven't seen.
Yes, the one that's coming out like maybe next year. I'm not sure when. Actually, somewhere in all my stories, there's a, you know, projected date, but they keep moving it.
God, I love that guitar.
Ding, 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 ding. It sounds like a big loose string. So, The Sun, the U.S. version of The Sun, because I think it's the U.K., right? They have Bear Grylls saying that he's been approached to play Bond. Bear Grylls.
No.
Bear Grylls.
The answer's no.
Yeah.
You can't be that.
No. Yeah, I agree. I think he, first of all, does he act?
I mean, wasn't he acting the whole time for his documentary?
Well, they do say that he would go home to a hotel.
That's what he got in trouble for, yes. But no, I don't think that he
acting
was acting
like I'm going to be staying out here on
the truest sense.
I get tucked into my sleeping bag. All right, cut. Okay, great. Let's go to the
I'm
hotel.
I'm out here surviving with a knife. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got. A knife and spiders to eat, you know. He told...
I bought a knife because of that guy.
Did you get the Bear Grylls knife?
I told you, no, but I bought... I mean, I watched that show and was like, you know what I need? I need a damn knife.
It's all I need.
I could do everything with that. Yeah.
I can
Turns
just
out
live
I don't
in
even
the wild.
Use it. But it's, you know, it's sitting in the car... I mean, not in the car. It's sitting somewhere safely.
He says, this is not, I'm not lying. He told The Sun on Sunday, I have been approached to play Bond by a few people I can't name. It's flattering. I'm privileged to be considered, but I don't want to appear too greedy. I've had so much more than I ever imagined. I'm grateful with just that. So, yeah.
So, not a great actor like Idris Elba. Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls. Okay. Yeah. They actually put him
not
in
a great
suit.
Actor like Hugh Jackman.
No.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. He's been asked. Right. He's been asked. Uh-huh. I've been approached to play Bond by a few people. I can't name them because they don't exist, but I've been approached. Uh-huh.
Or they're not at all affiliated with a movie company.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my girlfriend,
way, shape,
she was like,
form.
I really think he should play Bond. Oh, do you think so? Well, let me think about it. Uh-huh. I'm considering that. What's coming up, Ben?
Well, I got a lot of good stuff. First of all, we'll talk about the Olympics for a second, which is weird. Mm. And then future, what future tech would you want to have in your house?
Technology.
All voted, and I'll tell you about that after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.